Families and Blended Families with Lynn Brunette. If you have any questions about the show, you can email me, Wendy McDonnell, at family@compassionatesolutions.ca. Visit our blog at cfrufamily.wordpress.com or the CFRU website at cfru.ca. Tell me who you'd like to hear, what questions you might have. Stay tuned for Kids Time with Kyle Mackey coming up next. And join us next Sunday as we talk about blended families and step families. So have a great weekend.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, your community station.
The rights of tens of thousands of migrants working as living caregivers in Ontario are being neglected. As the name suggests, caregivers give care to those in need of assistance. But who's caring for the rights and needs of migrants working as living caregivers? Migrante Ontario is a non-profit organization advocating for the rights and well-being of migrants working as living caregivers. The passing of Bill C-50 has made it easier for people working in Canadian migrant worker programs to work with temporary status, but harder to gain permanent residency. Working with temporary status in Canada leaves the rights of migrant workers far less protected. However, most migrants who come to Canada are led to believe that they have the chance to become Canadian citizens. Interested in getting involved with the Guelph contingent of Migrante Ontario? Connect with us at migrante.ontario@gmail.com. That's migrante.ontario@gmail.com.
This is a public service announcement.
Is your job or lack of getting you down? Are you the person who comes home and vents to the first available ear, human or otherwise? Well, lend us your ear. Tune in Fridays at 6.05 p.m. for The Working Week, the show about the world of work, be it good, bad, or ugly. That's The Working Week, Fridays at 6.05 p.m. on CFRU 93.3 FM, your campus community voice.
The Brant Avenue Neighborhood Group is starting a music program for youth. In the new year, we plan to provide youth in the neighborhood with an opportunity to learn how to play guitar and interact musically with their friends. Our aim is to give youth an empowering tool that will spark their curiosity and commitment. This program will provide an important opportunity for creativity and self-expression in a safe and supportive environment. To do this, we need you to consider donating your unused acoustic guitars if they are in working order or in need of minor repairs. Funds are also needed to repair old guitars or purchase new ones. For more information on how to make a donation, please visit our blog at brantinstrumentdrive.blogspot.com or contact Richard LaViolette at 519-836-6383.
We are the robots. You're listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Kyle, and I'm here from 9 to 10 today. I'm here by myself, actually. Well, not really by myself, but Maeve and Leo are both at home, so you'll be hearing me. And I thought, as I was coming in, see, I'm doing this show about robots today, and I've got some songs about robots to play, and I've got some stories about robots to read to you. And I thought maybe I should build a robot to help me co-host the show. So on the way in, I grabbed some parts from the machine shop on campus, and I stopped by Computing Services and picked up a couple wires and a couple computers. So I'm going to be building a robot in the studio, and hopefully that robot will be able to be my robo-host today. So let me see. I've got them kind of working already. Let me see. Can you say something, robot? Can you say hello to everybody out there?
You are listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for that, robo host. What else can I get you to say here? Let's see.
Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that, robot. You know, robo host, Maeve and Leo usually host this show with me, but it's really happy to... I'm really happy to have you here with me. What's that?
Hello to Maeve.
Oh, I'm sure she's happy that you said hello to her. You know, Leo is at home, and he's not feeling very well. He's been sick for the last couple days, but I think he's going to get better pretty soon. And I think today is probably the last day that... I hope it's the last day that he's going to be feeling really sick. So maybe next week we'll have Leo and Maeve in. We'll see how the week goes.
Hello to Leo. I hope you feel better soon.
Well, thanks, robot. Okay, so how about we play some more music? We'll get this robot up and running, and we'll be back to talk to you in just a bit. What are we going to play? Let's see. You heard off the top, you heard some Kraftwerk with We Are the Robots, and then Duplex with I Am a Robot. And now, how about some Mary Kay with Robbie Robot? Thanks for tuning in.
Robbie is a robot, the color blue, with silver eyes and golden shoes. Doesn't have a hairdo except for a screw. Beep, 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 beep. He's the color blue. Beep, 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 beep. When it's night, we wish on the stars so high.
Many strings. Beep, 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 beep.
Okay, just, whoa, whoa, that's not what I wanted to do. Wait, oh, it's pretty chaotic here. I am building a robot in the studio, trying to play some songs as well, so I'm a little bit busy. Let me see, I've got, say something, RoboHost. Say something to everybody out there.
That was Mary Kay with Robbie Robot. You are listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM. I am the Robo Host, and I'm here with Kyle. Thanks for tuning in. I am taking over the show.
Really?
I am going to play more songs about robots now. Here is another song about a baby robot, in French.
Le bébé robot a mangé pour dîner des vis et des boulons et le pot de cornichon. Puis le bébé robot avait un bourreau de robot. Et puis il a grincé pour dire c'est pas assez. Puis le bébé robot a fait un bourreau de robot. Il avait encore faim, son ventre n'était pas plein. Au bébé robot, alors on a donné un biberon tout plein d'huile de martien. Puis le bébé robot a fait un bourreau de robot. Puis il a gazouillé, puis il a gargouillé. Puis le bébé robot a fait un bourreau de robot. Puis à 7h30, ouf, il s'est endormi.
Okay, here we are. And that was Bébé Robot, Bébé Robot, Baby Robot in French. We're doing a show all about robots today.
Thanks for tuning in. Kyle, would you read the listeners' story now, please?
Sure, Robot. Did you have something in mind, or did you just want me to pick something?
My favorite is Mama Robot by David Kelly. It is funny.
Well, I just happen to have Mama Robot here. I can read it. This is a story that was originally written in Spanish, and it's by David. Ooh, are we here? There's my microphone. Wow, Robot, RoboHost, you're really doing a good job. but remember to turn on my microphone so that I can speak too. All right? So, this is Mama Robot by David Kelly, originally written in Spanish, is what I was saying, and it's got some wonderful illustrations. And they've got it at the library here downtown. Here we go. My mom is always busy. She's at her desk every day, sometimes even on Saturday. When I get home from school, dinner's on the table, and there's a note that always says the same thing. I'm working. Brush your teeth after you eat. Do your homework, tidy up, tidy your room. Hugs and kisses, Mom. After I eat, I brush my teeth, I do my homework, and tidy my room. And then I play with my cat, Fluffy, and pretend he's a dog. Boring. 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 And then one day, I have an idea. I'll make a robot mom. Mama Robot would never be at her desk. She'd spend all her time with me. She'd always take me to school. She'd be the only one who has a real... I'll be the only one who has a real robot mom. Mama Robot would protect me from Pinky, the neighbor's dog who always barks at me, the bully at school that takes my morning snack, the cars that don't stop at the traffic lights, and Mrs. Celestino from the third floor, who pinches my cheeks and calls me a sweet little boy whenever I see her in the elevator. Mama Robot would only cook what I like. French fries, pizza, popcorn, chicken nuggets, like the ones on TV, and of course, spaghetti. She would never make boiled cabbage, boiled fish, boiled chicken, boiled potatoes, boiled vegetable soup, or boiled peas. Mama Robot would do all my homework for me, and she would never say, "How would you solve this problem?" Mama Robot would never be too busy to spend time with me. She would never make me brush my teeth. She let me stay up late and watch scary movies, and would never make me tidy up my room. And best of all, she would never yell at me. When she yelled at me, I would turn her off with my remote control. Finally, my robot mom is ready. There's only one problem. My robot mom isn't soft like my real mom. My robot mom doesn't smell nice like my real mom. My robot mom doesn't know how to cuddle me like my real mom. How do you hug a robot mom? I've decided to take her apart and build something else. When mom's finished her work, she gives me a hug and a kiss. "What's that?" she asks. "It's my robot dog." Mama Robot, thanks for listening. Okay, how about some more songs about robots? Is that a good idea? Is that an okay idea? I think it's an okay idea. My robo-host seems to have gone to sleep. Let's see. I guess I'll have to crank him up in just a bit. Here we go. Here's some more music. The first song is by a band called Strange Kids. And the second is by They Might Be Giants. Okay. Just a sec. Turn this up. Turn that on.
I am a robot. I don't dance or sing. I don't party at night. I am a robot. I will do your math homework and get it right. I have a user-friendly interface. React to voice command. I am your slave. I do your chores. I do whatever you demand.
My robot dreams, I live in robot land, where my mind dances and sings. Robot land, there's plenty of old sunset springs.
Oil flows from the fountains, batteries piled high as mountains.
Would they plan to scan the land for my own kind? We'll organize and strategize. Forget I told you, never mind. I am your loyal servant. Keep the peace, that's what I'm programmed for.
live in Robot Land, where my kind dances and sings. Robot Land, there's plenty for those sunset springs. Oil flows from the fountains, batteries by the highest mountains, and glory to the supercomputer.
Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
That's some wonderful music. I really like it. And it's really nice to be in the studio here on the University of Guelph.
What's that? I'm just trying to get my computer, my robot to work a little bit better here. Well, RoboHost, it's really nice it's really nice that you're here as well, or else I'd be all alone. Now, can you tell us a little bit about robots, RoboHost? I'm sure listeners out there would like to hear all about robots. What do you know?
You might think that the idea of a mechanical creature or robot-type device is a modern one. It is true that the metal parts and computer chips required to build the robots used today were invented in the last half of the 20th century. However, human beings have daydreamed about robot-like creatures for thousands of years. Evidence of robot dreams can be found in myths, literature, and science fiction films. Some ancient inventors actually created robot-like creatures that are still around today. These artifacts and dreams from the past still inspire modern robotic scientists. Over 2,000 years ago, Egyptian inventors built robot-like devices that appeared to move autonomously on their own. One such device was found in an Egyptian tomb and looks like a sculpture of a dog. When a lever in the dog's stomach is pressed, its mouth opens. Another, more complicated device looks like an Egyptian baker. The baker is made of painted wood and has levers and fulcrums, turning points in its arms. With the assistance of a counterweight at the baker's back, the arms pound grain into flour. While both of these devices appear to move alone, some human assistance is needed to start movement.
That's super interesting, RoboHost. Thanks so much. Let me see. Is there anything else that you can tell us? Maybe you could think of some things, robot, and come back to us and tell us a couple more things about robots after I play another song. Can you do that? Yeah? You're nodding? Yes. Yes. Okay. Let me see. Here's a song that I know the adults who are listening will like. And I think somebody might be calling in soon, too, as well. So let's stay tuned for that. Oh! Just a sec. Oh, there's someone on the phone right now. Maybe I'll bring them on. Just a sec. Oh, that's some feedback. Hello? Oh, I don't know. The phone might not be working. Maybe the robot can fix it. Hello?
Hello?
I don't think that the phone's actually working. That's a problem. Let me try one more thing here. Phone on. And we'll do that. Nope. The phone's not working. I don't think the phone's going to be working today. That's too bad. Okay, well, I'm going to play some more music, and then we'll be back, me and the robot, to talk. Sorry, whoever's calling in there. I think it might be Maeve or Leo. We'll have to get you on another time. Here's a song.
I love that song, MR. Roboto. Hey Kyle, maybe you could call Maeve and Leo on your iPhone.
Oh, you know what? You know what, RoboHost? That's a really good idea. Maybe I will call Maeve and Leo on my... Let me see if I can do this. I'll call them on my phone. Let me see how I can do this. I will just go... and call.
Hello?
Hi.
We phoned you, but the phone didn't seem to be working, so now we're working on sending you an email.
Oh, well, you can put them on the phone right now. I've got...
Yep, here's Leo.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Good. Hi.
Can you hear the robot as well?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Robot, what are you doing? I think the robot wants to say something to you.
Yeah.
Just a sec. Listen up.
Hello, Maeve and Leo. How are you? What are you doing?
Good. We're typing on the computer.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Let me see. Do you have any other questions, Mr. Robot?
How are you feeling, Leo?
Oh.
Not good.
Not good? You feeling any better?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
You like the robot, Leo?
Yeah.
I like the robot.
Okay, well.
Hope you get better soon.
Oh, we do hope that you get better soon, Leo. Okay. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. Maeve and Leo calling in from home, and the robot here in the studio. We did manage to get some more information about robots that the RoboHost wanted to share with you, so I'm going to interview the robot right now. First off, RoboHost, what is a robot?
A robot is a machine that can complete a series of actions automatically. Robots can be any shape or size.
Oh, that's really interesting. How do robots move, RoboHost?
Electronic circuits make us able to move. These can be controlled by radio signals from a distance, a local remote, or a computer.
Oh, that's really interesting. So, tell me this. Where does the word robot come from?
The word robot was first used in a Czech play in 1920. It comes from the Czech word for work or labor.
Really? So, now this is something that I've always been interested in. Can robots feel? Do they have emotions?
Robots cannot feel emotions. However, they can be built to have senses. Television cameras have light-sensitive cells that can see for the robot. Some robots have touch-sensitive pads that enable it to pick up a delicate object without breaking it.
Oh, I've seen that on TV. Do we use robots for dangerous jobs? Do you do dangerous things, robot? You and your friends?
Yes. When a task is too dangerous for a human to do, a robot may be sent in to carry out a series of complicated tasks. Robots are used to deactivate booby-trap bombs, dangerous chemicals, and take reads in dangerous areas of the Earth, such as volcanoes. Robots are sometimes destroyed during these tasks.
Oh no!
As much as we do not want to lose the robot, a loss of human life would be far worse.
It definitely would be. So, I've seen robots in factories. Are robots used in factories?
Yes. Humans control the robots and fix anything that goes wrong, but robots carry out tedious tasks. For example, in the production line of a car assembly, they may have a robot that will tighten the tire screws instead of having a human do the job.
Well, so they're pretty important. Can we use robots in outer space?
Yes. Robots have been sent to Mars. These robots collect soil, rock, and atmosphere samples, analyze them, and then send the data back to Earth. Missions manned by robots are a lot cheaper than sending humans. You can also leave a human on a distant planet forever. You can't do that to a human.
No. Okay, and my last question for now, and this is something that is a really important question. Do you think that robots will be able to think for themselves? What do you think?
This is not known. In many ways, after being programmed properly, they already think for themselves. They are able to assess a lot of information in a particular circumstance and make a decision based on what they know. Some robots even learn. If they make a mistake, they learn not to repeat.
That's really interesting, RoboHost. Now, why don't you just go over to the corner and plug yourself into that power and charge your batteries up so that you can be dancing for the rest of the time. Thanks so much for coming in. We might ask you a couple other questions in a bit. You're listening to Kids Time on CFRU, and it's Robot Day. And we've got a robot in the studio here that we've been working on, interviewing, and he's been giving us some fascinating facts. Thanks to Leo and May for calling in, and thanks to you for listening. You know, we have a website, www.kidstime.cfru.ca, and we also have a email address, cfrukids@gmail.com. So if you go to our website, you'll see links to previous shows from last week and the week before and the week before that. I also sometimes post some videos and some links to some fascinating and interesting things that are going on around Guelph and outside of Guelph. And we're here every Sunday from 9 to 10 a.m. after Wendy and before Martin/Mike. I think it's Mike today, and Mike's coming up at 10 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Okay. I'm going to play some songs about machines, because the heart of the machine, a lot of machines have little robots inside them, or at least little robotic parts inside them. So I've got a song about a flying machine. I've got a song about, what do I have? An answering machine, a time machine, and maybe a photocopying machine. So we'll start with Father Goose from It's a Bam Bam Diddley. The name of this song is Flying Machine. Oops. And maybe, you know, if a robot was hosting the show without me, he'd probably do a lot better job. Here we go.
ladies and gentlemen, this is your Captain Bartigo speaking, along with your co-pilot Denzane, and you know Cheryl Crow on board. So please sit back and relax and have some cake and ice cream for the party in the sky.
We build our aircraft out of used materials like bottle caps, tin cans, plastic bags, duct tape, newspaper, cardboard, and all that jazz. So thank you again for choosing us.
Saturday, 2:27 a.m.
Hi, this is John Vanderslice. Please leave me a message. I'll call you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Oh, hello! Oh, I can't believe I finally got through. This is Mayor Bucky. Hello, Mr. Slice. Mr. Vanderslice. Oh, man. I can't believe it. You're really here talking. Well, you're not talking to me, but, well, it's all a machine and all. And, well, I'm calling for the boys in the band, and we'd love to have you do some things. And I don't know what you'd like to do, like maybe play guitar or sing a song or...
Saturday, 2:29 a.m.
Hi, this is John Vanderslice. Please leave me a message. I'll call you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Oh, can you hear me? Can you? Oh, because I think my phone is not. Oh, no. The boys told me to get a different phone. Oh, my bars. Oh, no. I don't think I have enough bars. Oh, what are these? Oh, no. Okay, hang on. I got to give you my number, Mr. Slice. Oh, take a compose yourself, Mr. Mayor. Compose yourself. Okay,
alright. Saturday, 2:53 a.m. It's late.
Hi, this is John Vanderslice. Please leave me a message. I'll call you as soon as I can. Thank you.
I'm Mayor Monkey. I'm from Monkey Town. A big fan. I'm a representative for the boys, and
3. Snack time. Apples are a nice choice.
Mimo's not home! Mimo's not home! Leave me a message!
Hey, Mimo, this is John Vanderslice. I'm really sorry I missed your call, and I would absolutely love to be on the record. Please call me on my cell. It's a way better number to get me. It's 415-819-1...
Listen, Mayor Monkey, I know that this must be frustrating to you, to not have his number. But, don't you realize, that John Vanderslice, was just, on your album? You should be a happy monkey. Now that I have your attention, check this out. I have some more good news for you. I normally don't do this. I'm just an old-fashioned answering machine. But, maybe, I could be on your album instead. I play funky saxophone. Think about it.
I just built a time machine. It glows an eerie green. History gonna see it all. Link into Socrates and watch Rome fall. Maybe I'll just pop. Of 3005 flying cars that go to the moon. To space cars, I'll invent those soon.
And you're listening to Kids Time on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. My name is Kyle, and in 10 minutes, you won't hear me anymore. That last song, what was it called? It was called Time Machine from Strange Kids, from their Kids album. That's Kids with a Z. And before that, Answering Machine, which was a little skit by Recess Monkey, and then Flying Machine, before that, from Father Goose. So I'm here with my robo-host, and my robo-host wanted to read a poem. So we found a poem on poemsforchildren.com called Our New Robot. So I'm going to just crank up robo-host here, and he will read to you.
Last night, Daddy bought us a robot to help with the housework and whatnot.
It can cook fine cuisine that is fit for a queen. It can clean all the rooms with its high-tech brooms. It can wash dirty clothes till they smell like a rose. This robot is one of the latest inventions, and I know Daddy had the best of intentions, but it was so very expensive. You see, the loan won't be paid till I'm 33. So Dad says we must take the greatest of care not to harm it or cause any wear and tear. So Mom does the laundry and makes our lunch, while Dad cleans the house and I serve the punch. And what, you might ask, does the robot do? He just sits by the window, enjoying the view.
Well, thank you, RoboHost. That was a really nice poem. And a really nice way... and a really nice way to end the show on robots. We do have a couple more songs that I'll play for you. But thanks so much for coming in, RoboHost. And who knows? Who knows where we'll see you again?
Thank you for inviting me, Kyle. I'll be back again.
Oh, well, we hope that we will be able to get you back on the air again. Let's see. Let's get some music going.
I would like to introduce this next song. This is from a video on YouTube, filmed in Tokyo, Japan in December 2007. It is a robot playing the violin. I would like to meet this robot. It seems very friendly and very talented.
Skate on a board or pedal your bike, using it maker a handy device. Tell me the name of this machine. The one that moves weight so easily.
Is the wheel an axle?
Changing direction of force can be done when it's over a wheel with a rope you run. That's why when you want to take a flag to the sky, you pull down to go up. This invention is why. Tell me the name of this machine. Hoist things overhead.
It's a pulley.
Goodbye for now. Thanks to tuning in to Kids Time on ZFRU.
Just can't push a pulley. To multiply by one is such an interesting thing. It's a little like using a copy machine. You'll get back a picture of what you put in. It mirrors the image of most anything. So let's multiply by one, and you'll see what I mean.
When you multiply a number by one, the answer is that number.
One times one equals one, you see, and two times one equals two. One equals three, I'll bet you know. Four times one will equal four. Five times one equals five every time. Six times one equals six. Seven times one equals seven, and wait, eight times one equals eight.
When you multiply by one, your answer does not get bigger or smaller. The number remains the same.
Nine times one will equal nine. Always the same thing every time. And don't you know 10 times 1 equals 10? I'm sure now that you see the trend. To multiply by 1 is such an interesting thing. It's so little like using a copy machine. You'll get back a picture of what you put in. Mirrors the image of most anything. So unless you're really dumb, you can now multiply by